वासुदेव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Prabhuji has ordered to speak something about Vrajendranandan Krishna and Mathuresh Krishna, Dwarkadish Krishna. So, for whatever reason, Prabhupada just ordered this, I'll speak briefly. We know our Ishtadev is Sri Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, so many descriptions there of Bhagavan, and all his different incarnations. But then at the end, it said, Ete changsa kalapongsa krishnastu bhagavat swayam. So that's after already explaining all the different avatars and all the different expansions. So it says, oh, they're only ite changsa kalapungsa. They're angsa or akal. They're a part or part of a part of Krishna, who is Swayam Bhagavan. So Krishna is avatari. Contrary to some or many people, they believe Krishna is incarnation of Vishnu, or Vishnu is original and Krishna is one of the incarnations. But Krishna is the avatari. And this is only, of course, understood of those who are in contact with the really authorized disciplic succession. We know all these things are revealed by the Vedas. But who is that? That's Srila Vyasadeva. When Srila Vyasadeva was explaining many of these things, he was not satisfied until he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. And only because there in Srimad Bhagavatam that this thing is very clearly explained, that Krishna is the original and he is Swayam Bhagavan. And what is his real nature? Because also when we talk about Krishna, then there's Krishna in Braj, there's also Krishna in Mathura and in Dwaraka. So even in Krishna, we can see in his pastimes here in this world. Although in Tattva, they're actually the same, but as explained by our Guru Varga, as far as Rasa is concerned, there is some difference. And the original Krishna, the Swayam Bhagavan, and he said the most complete, as Rupa Goswami said, because there's Purna and the more Purna and the most Purna, most complete. And that is Krishna in Braj. And therefore, our Mahaprabhu, as expressed in the shloka, Gurudev will always encourage us to remember about Gauravani. It says, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesa Tanayas Tadham Vrindavanam. So our Aradhyo Dev is Vrajendranandan, the son of Brajesa Tanayas, the son of Vrajendranandan. And his dham is, or his abode is Vrindavan. So that is the complete Krishna. Although, of course, they're all complete, but the most complete. And with that, we're talking about, when we talk of Krishna, he's the sweetest. All the sweetness is there. When in Dasamul, Shiksha, it talks about three aspects when we talk about Bhagavan. Because, in our Dasamul, it says, Amnaya Praha, what is that? Tattvam Hari Miha Paramam. Hari is Paramatattva. Then he is Sarva Shakti Rasabdim. He is Sarva Shaktiman and he is Rasabdim, ocean of Rasa. So when we talk about Krishna in Braj, We're talking about these things in full, in complete. So when we talk about Krishna and Braj, then we see all this, especially like the central focus in Braj is really Madhurya Rasa. And really that is Radha Krishna. That is the central. Everything else is also like, in a way, seen can be seen as independent, but really they are nourishing this Madhurya Rasa of Sri Radha and Krishna. In Braj, therefore, this is like so much sweetness is there that even opulence is also there, but it's totally covered by this sweetness. And this is not seen at all, but it's there. In Mathura, then there is more opulence. And also in Dwarka, more opulence is there. In Mathura, some mood of Vatsalya is also there. Some little like Sakya, even Madhurya also some there, but they're all, they cannot be compared to the Madhurya Rasa of the like Braja Gopis. And so when in this particular pastimes of Krishna, when he comes here, because you know in eternal abode, in the Aprakat, this is not mixed. Dwarka is separate, or Mathura is separate, and Braj is separate. Krishna is always in Braj. But here in the Prakat Lila, then we see they're all combined together. And then we see like, okay, it's like Krishna first came to Braj, and then he went to Mathura, then he got married, and he went to Dwarka. But this is only just to show so that, of course, they're one, but each of these dhams are actually have their own specific like place. And they're eternally as like that. So like in Dwarka, there's so much like opulence is there. Krishna, his consorts are Rukmini and Satyabhama and all these like queens, 16,108 queens. In Mathura, of course, there's Krishna, son of Devaki and Devaki and Vasudev. In Braj, we see that there's Krishna, son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. His eternal consort, the original Shakti, is Srimati Radharani. And of course, they are not like married. There's all this Parakya Rasa like there in Braj. And therefore, our Guru Varga has explained that, like in Braj, the limit of love is like endless, like so much adventure is there, compared to like married, like pastime or married situation of like Rukmini Dwarkadish or any other concerts. But see, still in Braj, still so much more than in Dwarka. Like in, we had classes on Gopal Champu. Jiva Goswami, he explained that, oh, Krishna had 16,108 queens in Dwarka. But actually in Braj, of course we say that there externally Krishna is not married. But he has like millions of concerts, more than the concerts he have in Dwarka. He had millions of concerts. But there, as gopis, and specifically Radharani, like the original, he's there and he's enjoying all these like sweet pastimes. So we take all these explanations, of course, we only, by mercy of our Guru Varga, especially in the line of Rupa Goswami, then somehow we're appreciating this reality, that there's some gradation as far as like rasa is concerned. So with this, we know that Mahaprabhu is teaching this and is actually trying to like make us understand that, of course, this Brajendranandan Krishna is our like most worshipable Lord. He himself, Krishna himself, is coming here as Mahaprabhu to teach this and glorifying the love of the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika. When Mahaprabhu was in South India, when he was trying to convince the family of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was telling them about, and that is even Lakshmi. Lakshmi is already outside like Krishna in Dwarka, like that's already in the Vaikuntha planets. So, of course, Mahaprabhu was telling that Lakshmi, very chaste, but she can leave Narayan to go to Krishna, and therefore even she's doing austerity to go to attain some sweet meeting with, or to join the Rasa Lila of Krishna, like this. So it's showing like, oh, Krishna is so attractive. Now, but later on, when like everything is appreciated, Mahaprabhu, then he said like, actually, by Rasa, we're speaking like this. But in Tattva, we have to see that actually they're none different. Because really all these concerts, all these different Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, all the queens in Dwarka, they're all manifestations of the original Shakti, Srimati Radharani. And therefore, we can see, like, Mahaprabhu is just trying to show us, this is the original. And he is giving this chance for the jiva to serve in that eternal world of where you can find the complete manifestation, the complete sweetness of Sri Krishna, the complete relationship and highest love of his eternal associates right there. So this is our good fortune to be connected to this sampradaya that's like giving us entrance to this realm.
Om Agyanantimidam Dasya Gyanan Janashalakaya Chakshuram Nitam Yenantasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gauri Chandraya Radhikaya Tadadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Andeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanu Vapravaram Rajrasrasikam Chanarayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Mande Ramana Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanu Vapaktidam Chakrapamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet for spiritual masters Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev and Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. To entire Rupanu Gauriya Guru Varga and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis or Gajins present today. So the question being asked by the Vaishnavas is, why do we specifically worship Vrajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar? Why not Mathuranatha Dwarakadish? What is the speciality of Vrajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar, Mathuranatha and Dwarakadish? Why not worship these other forms? No. Like we go to South India there, you see, there mostly they worship Rukmini, Krishna and Satyabhama. In all the temples in South India, these are the deities you'll find. Four-handed Krishna and Rukmini and Satyabhama. So this way we see that why do the Gaudiya Vaishnavas have this speciality of worshipping Sri Vrajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. So if we see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we see that Sanatana Goswami is saying that if you want to ever know who Krishna is in Tattva, who he really is, then you must know through his devotees. Only by going through this channel of his devotees, then you can know who Krishna really is and who his incarnations are. No. Like we see Narad Rishi, first he met this Brahmin in Prayag. And this Brahmin, he was worshipping this Saligram Shila in a box. No, so when he was serving, and he was like serving the Saligram Shila, we hear that even like Gopakumar, even also, he was thinking that how can he worship the Saligram Shila in the box? So then he was told to go to this king of South India. So there we see that this king of South India was worshipping this 400 form of Vishnu. So he was very happy with that, because he felt that this form of Krishna is being 400. This Vaibhav Vilas is greater than the Saligram Shila. So then when he went to Indra, when Naradashi went there to Indra, there he saw that he was worshipping Vamandev, no, Upendra. So then he realized that this form of Vamandev, Upendra, is greater than the Saligram Shila and the 400 Vishnu. And then from Indra told him, you go to Brahma. So then Narad Rishi, he went to Brahma. And Brahma was worshipping who? Sahasrashirsha Vishnu. So this is Sahasrashirsha Vishnu. The speciality of him was, Vamandev, he would stay in one place and he would leave. But Sahasrashirsha Vishnu, he would stay there and he would accept all these offerings that was being offered to the yajna, the fire pit. So in that way, Brahma felt there was more intimacy with Narad Rishi. He felt that there was more intimacy with this Sahasrashirsha Purusha. Then even Vamandev, 400 form Vishnu and Saligram Shila. And then from Brahma, he told him, you go to Lord Shiva. So then when he went to Lord Shiva there, even Lord Shiva, he spoke about Sankarshan Ram, his Ishtadev. So then automatically this form of Sankarshan Ram was even more like accessible. We see that gradually the mamata of the devotees is increasing more and more. The mamata that the South Indian king had was more than the Brahmin of Prayag. And the mamata that Indra had was more than the previous two combined. And the mamata that Brahma had was combined than all of them. And the mamata that Lord Shiva has was greater than all of them. Then Lord Shiva told him, you go to Prahlad. So then, as you know, he went to Prahlad. Then Prahlad, he spoke about how Krishna appeared to him in Narsingadev. How this way. So he glorified Narsingadev. This way Prahlad told him to go to Hanuman. And then when he went to Hanuman, Hanuman told him that he was a Ram Bhakta. So this way we see the culmination. Gradually from Saligram Shila to Vishnu, to Vamandev, to Narsingadev, and to Sri Ramchandra. So then Hanuman told him that Ram is his Prabhu. So then, but still, Hanuman did not say that this ends here, this channel ends here, that Ram is supreme, Paratpar Bhagavan. No. He told him to go to the Pandavas. No. So then when he went to the Pandavas, whom do they worship? They worship Dwarkadish Krishna. You know? And there we hear how Dwarkadish Krishna, he would come, he would serve the Pandavas in so many ways. Narad Rishi, he told Yudhishthir that although all the Grihasthas go to the Tyagis, in your case, it's the opposite. All the Tyagis, they come to your palace, although you're a Grihastha. Why? Because Bhagavan Krishna himself has become like your servant, your friend, your guardian, like your parent in every way. He serves the horses of your army, and anyone who comes inside the palace, he washes their feet. He serves all of you in so many wonderful ways. So this way, Dwarkadish Krishna, he's being shown to be the topmost. But then still, Pandava said, we are not what you think we are. Rather, you must go to the Yadavas. Go to the Yadavas and they will tell you who Krishna really is, who is the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. So then when he went to the Yadavas, there we hear Krishna himself, we see he's the Bandhu of all the Yadavas. No, although the Pandavas are very dear to Krishna, but still the Yadavas are like his family. They are his family. So there we hear that Krishna in his Sudharma Sabha, he's keeping all the Yadavas close to him. And all the Yadavas, they have so much intimacy with Krishna. But still, Ugrasen, the king of the Yadavas, he said, still, we are not the recipients of Krishna's mercy. You go to Uddhav. Uddhav, he is the recipient of Krishna's mercy. So we see Uddhav, he has a relationship with who? With Mathuranath Krishna. Not even Dwarkadish. Because we see Uddhav was a friend of Krishna since his Mathura days. No, once Krishna was weeping in the palace of Ugrasen and he was looking towards Vrindavan. So then Uddhav, he was one floor below. So then he saw that it was a very sunny day, but still some water was trickling down the roof and falling on him. So he was thinking, oh, these tears are very warm also. Because normally one is very sad. When he weeps, the tears are very warm. When he's happy, tears are very cool. So he's thinking, where is this warm water coming from? Then there he saw Krishna on the roof, weeping. So then Uddhav, when he went to meet Krishna there, Krishna, what did he tell him? That he said, oh, Uddhav, really my heart is suffering so much here, he said. And he said, why, Prabhu? What is the reason? Then he looked towards Vrindavan. All the Vrajavasis, the cows, calves, my sakas, my friends, the gopis, all of them, they're feeling so much separation. They're dying in separation from me. But the only reason that they haven't left their bodies is because their lives are in my hands, he said. Because they have offered their lives completely onto me. So therefore, they're not dying. Or else they would have left their bodies long ago. So then Krishna told Uddhav, that Uddhav, if you really want to please me, then you go to Vrindavan, he said. Then Uddhav told Krishna that you are telling me to leave you and go to Vrindavan. I cannot understand. How is this your mercy? So then Krishna told Uddhav that Uddhav, actually, in my real self, in my real swarup, I'm in Vrindavan, he said. You will see that I'm in my real form there. But here, I'm like a part of a part of a part, he said. I'm not here really, he said. When you go there, you will realize. So then Krishna, Mathuranath Krishna, what did he do? He gave this letter to Uddhav, saying, give this message, this sandesh to the gopis. And he said, don't give any interpretation or else it'll be spoiled. Read it as it is. So in this way, this message to the gopis was understood in three ways. One was a message that Krishna himself spoke and one that Uddhav spoke. Because normally we hear that when a person speaks, when he himself speaks, his moods are different. But if a person were to repeat his words, then he would not repeat his words with the same mood. So this was the case with Uddhav. Although he was speaking the same words as Krishna spoke, still the same mood was not in his heart. And then the gopis, they understood this message in another way that Krishna sent to them. They thought that Krishna, how can Krishna even speak such words? Saying, oh, I'm everywhere, that you're always with me, this, that, you know. So this way we see that Uddhav, although he had such close association with Krishna, and it is said Uddhav, in this very life, he achieved Sarupya Mukti. Uddhav was actually very fair complexion, it is said. But then, just thinking about Krishna so much, he became dark, like Krishna himself. Therefore, he looked so much like Krishna. So much so, that when he wore Krishna's prasadi mala, garland and his clothes, everyone thought that he was Krishna himself. Even the gopis, when they saw him, they thought he was Krishna. But then when they smelt the fragrance, then they realized, oh, this is not Krishna, this is someone else. So then when Narada Rishi went to Uddhava, he started glorifying Uddhava, saying, you're the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. Even the Pandavas, Dwarkadish's devotees, the Yadavas, they're not like you. Uddhava said, okay, all you have said about me is true, he said. I get Krishna's remnants, I'm always Krishna's minister, I'm his friend. I'm serving him in all ways, sitting right next to him. But still, he said, you must know that I cannot even touch a particle of dust of the Vrajavasis, he said. And especially the Vrajagopis, he said. That's why he said, no, there's Vande Nanda Vrajastrinam Padarenu Abhikshnasa Yasham Hari Katod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. That what these gopis have sung, Vande Nanda Vrajastriyam, especially, he said, Vande Nanda Vrajastriyam, means the ladies of Nanda's Braj. He did not say anything about Dwaraka, Mathura, nothing. Padrenum Abhikshnasa, he said. Only this particle of dust, Asham Hari Katod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam, he said. That when they sing the glories of Sri Hari, Sri Krishna, it purifies the three worlds. So therefore, Narad Goswami, he said, if you wish to know who are the best recipients of Krishna's mercy, then go to Vrindavan, he said. And then as we know, that when Narad Rishi, when we hear that Krishna, was, although he was in Dwaraka, he was weeping so much in separation from the gopis. So much that even in his sleep, he was calling out, oh Lalita, oh Vishakha, oh Radhe, where are you? Oh Dhavali, Shyamali, he was calling out to his cows, to his sakhas. Even though he was in Dwaraka, surrounded by all these different maidservants, queens, everyone, so much Aishwarya, still he was calling out to the Vrajavasis. So then, when Narada Rishi started, when he was glorifying Satyabhama and Rukmini, he said, oh, don't glorify us, he said. Look at our condition. What to speak of remembering us? I mean, just see, he's remembering even the cows of Vrindavan. And just think how dear the gopis are to him, they said to him. Without the gopis, he does not even eat anything, cannot even sleep, nothing. So therefore, we are not the recipients of his mercy. Therefore, Krishna told the queens that the only reason I married all of you, especially married 16,108 queens. Why? Because Sanatana Goswami, he describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that approximately that number of gopis, they observed the Katayani Vrat, he said. So he said, all you queens, you remind me so much of those gopis who observed this Katayani Vrat. And especially he said, Rukmini, you remind me of Chandravali, he said. Satyabhama, you remind me of Srimati Radhika. Kalindi, you remind me of Vishakha. Jambavati, you remind me of Lalita. And this way, Nagnajiti, all the others, Mitravinda, they all reminded him of the Ashtasakis. So the only reason he married them was because of how dear the gopis were to him. Why is Arjuna so dear to Krishna? Because Krishna has a friend in Vrindavan called Arjun Sakha. Therefore, Arjun is so dear to him. So therefore, we see that without the Vrajavasis, Krishna, even staying in Dwaraka is unbearable for him. The only reason the Vrajavasis never came to Dwaraka is because Nanda Baba thought, if he's really happy there, then we will not disturb him, he said. He's really happy there. But when they came to Kurukshetra, then they came there. When they came there to meet him, just one time there. Therefore, we see that in Mathura also, when Krishna was given this Brahminical thread, this Upanayan Sanskar, there, the first person, when you receive this thread, the first person he thought that he should go beg for Bhiksha, for alms, he thought was Mother Yashoda. Because Mother Isha had promised him in Vrindavan that I'll give you as much as you want. Fill your bag with so many sweets and all these things. So whenever he went to look for Mother Isha, Devaki would stand there. Devaki, Mother Devaki. And he would just look away. And again she would stand, just look away. And then he just fell to the ground unconscious and weeping. Just calling out to his mother. So this way we see that although in Tattva, Dwarkadish, Krishna, Mathurana, Brajendra, Nandan, they're all the same. But still, in Rasagat Vichar, there is so much difference between them. And we see even the devotees of all these. No? We see that even like Kubja also, who is devotee of Mathuranath Krishna, Rukmini Satyabhama, they have Sadharan Rati. The love and affection of Kubja is like ordinary. Why? Because she wanted to anyhow please her own self through Krishna. And the queens, they have Samanjasa Rati. Means it can control Krishna, but still their love and affection is divided in 10 parts. But the gopis have Samartharati. No, their love and affection is completely undivided. And on top of that, there is Grita Sneha and Madhu Sneha. And Radhika, Srimati Radhika's prem is like this honey. It is sweet and also it is very soft. No, so this way we see that only this type of prem can control Krishna. No other form of prem. Therefore, we see that even Shingar Ras, Madhurya Bhav, is considered to be Adi Ras. No, all the other rasas, they came from Shingar Ras. Similarly, Krishna, he is like Adi Purush. And this is mentioned in the Upanishads also. Like once Gurudev, he was mentioning this. Once Vasudev Chaturvedi, this scholar, no, he was speaking in Mathura. So then he was speaking very nicely. So then Gurudev told him that once some Arya Samajis, they met him somewhere. And then they told, oh, where is Krishna's name mentioned in the Vedas? All these things. So then Gurudev, he said, in the Upanishads, Vedas, everywhere it is said. Like Shyamam Sabalam Prapadde, Shyamam Sabalam Prapadde. Here, there is Shyam's name and also Sabal Prapadde. Who is this Sabal? Bal means the Shakti of Krishna, Srimati Radhika herself. So therefore, I surrender on to Sri Krishna and to his Shakti. Srimati Radhika. So then he looked towards Vasudev Krishna Chaturvedi, he said, if you want to really contribute to the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, he said, you must write a thesis and make sure and tell everyone that Krishna's name is mentioned everywhere in the Vedas and Upanishads. And you must make sure that every sutra of the Vedanta Sutra, every aphorism corresponds to every shloka of the Bhagavatam. He told him. And he did it also. He did it. And he got this delit. So this way, Gurudev was so particular to show that not just Krishna, but Vrajendranandan Shyam Sundar is our topmost goal. Like we see, you know, sometimes devotees would come and tell Gurudev, oh, Gurudev, I'm not advancing. I'm not advancing in any way. I'm just in the same position for so many years. Then Gurudev said, oh, you're not advancing. Then he said, okay, do you want to go to Vaikuntha? He said, no. You want to go to Dwaraka? You want to go to Ayodhya? Be with Ram, be a maidservant of Sita Devi or be a servant of Ram? No. You want to be a maidservant of Rukmini and Satyabhama in Dwaraka? No. You want to be a maidservant of Kubja in Mathura? No. Then he said, you want to be a servant in Braj? No. You want to be a Sakha? Friend? No. Then you want to be like a mother or father of Krishna? He said, no. You want to be a maidservant of Chandravali? No. You want to be a maidservant of Srimati Radhika? He said, yes. Then just see, he said, how much you have advanced, he said. So this is Gurudev's mood, saying that especially why do we like Vrajendranandan Shyam Sundar so much? Because who is he? He is Radhikanath. He is Radhanath. Therefore, he would always mention this shloka, no? This Shyama Sundara Shikanda Shekara Smera Hasa Murali Manohara Radhika Rasikamam Kripam Kuru Sopriya Charanaking Karim Kuru. He said that, oh Shyam Sundar, if you're really pleased with me, please make me the maidservant of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, we see that Gurudev, sometimes he would mention these moods, no? Like, he would say, the gopis said, like Sukadev Goswami, when he said, Tasam avirbhat shauri smayamana mukham bhuja pitambara dharashagvi sakshat manmata manmatha. So here you see, here Krishna is being described as first as Shauri, means a descendant of Surasen. But actually Sukadev Goswami is chastising him. Because only a descendant of the Yadavas can be so hard-hearted that he could leave the gopis in the middle of the forest and just leave. But then, gradually he's describing, smayamana mukham bhuja pitambara dharashagvi. Means he's wearing this forest flower garland that the gopis have made. And he's wearing this pitambara around his neck. Why? Why do you wear something around your neck? This gala vastra? Because you're being humble. No, you're asking for forgiveness. I'm a great offender. So Krishna is falling at the feet of the gopis and asking for forgiveness. And sakshat manmatha manmatha. That means Madan Mohan himself. So who is this? It's Vrajendranandan Shyam Sundar himself. So therefore, our Guru Varga are so merciful. They've given us this highest object, this goal. And they will go at any length to make sure that everyone becomes established in this. Any length. Like lastly, I was just seeing some videos of Srila Swami Maharaj. There, Swami Maharaj was giving an interview in Australia. So then, he was explaining the transmigration of the soul. So then, when they published the article in the newspaper the next day, in headlines, the editor had said, Swamiji says he's going to be animal in his next life. So then all the devotees were like devastated, no? Saying, what is he saying? Our spiritual master spent so much time with him and he's saying he's going to be an animal. And Swami Maharaj said, come here. How many times has he mentioned Krishna's name in that article? He said, oh, 7 times. How many people are receiving this newspaper? He said, 300,000 people. Multiply 300,000 into 7, or 2.1 million. That means 2.1 million people are like... 300,000 people, they're like reading Krishna's name so many times. So it's like more than a million times Krishna's name is being spoken. More than 2 million times, he said. And then in another article, once there was one person who criticized Swami Maharaj so much, saying he's brainwashing all these people, this, that. And then another article, they glorified him so much. But the article that had glorified him had not mentioned Krishna's names. And the article that had criticized him had mentioned Krishna's name so many times. And Swami Maharaj said, this article where he has criticized me, this I like more, he said. Because he has mentioned Krishna's names there more and more. So this is how far our Guru Varga went. They didn't care for their own selves also. As long as Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar was glorified. Ancha kalpataru bhischa kripasam nirja vaitanam vamni bhivashnam bhivanam unam.
ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्वेषकनान्यनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः वदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण बंदन जायते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारण सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्व विश्व प्रत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय ब्रजश्री मधुश्री प्रणश्री श्रीमती धारणी की जय ब्रजदेवी गण की जय चतुर्मश व्रत की जय समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी नाउ इज our nearest question Sajjan Maharaj asking his sannyasi acharya to all sannyasi meaning they are Dwarkadish followers Rajadhiraj Maharaj Dwarkadish sannyasi is Dwarkadish followers some sannyasi following this Nirvana Loka, Brahma Nirvana. Brajabhumi has no sannyas. Brajabhasi never took sannyas. See, why I am took sannyas? I am left in Krishna, Krishna Seva. Why? I am going distance to Krishna, Krishna service to, I am renounce, give up everything. Why? Krishna is my all in all. But Dwarkadish followers, they are Dwarka Maharaj, Mathuranath followers, all are his sannyasi, brahmachari, girasthi. But Brajavasi, all girasthi. No brahmachari, no sannyasi. But then anybody gets the family members, there is Brajavasi. Mathurawala, Brahman Nirvan Loko, Brahmavadi. And Dwarkawala, Brahmachari, Girasthi, Vanaprasthi, Sannyasi, four types. So now, Krishna himself is Parabrahma, Paratma, Parameshwar. But one day, Nanda Bhavan, a monimaya stambha, pillars. Yashoda Mata distance to looking, Krishna hand has some butter, one hand has laddu. Then Krishna taking butter and showing these pillars, all jewels all diamonds, all hira, with this, all samantak money, all there, this looking, there is reflection, Krishna's. Krishna say, oh my dear Sakha, you eating butter? Also this shadow showing, you also take butter? So Krishna say, no, you take, I have a lot of butter, you take? He say, you take, sound is coming also echo, and also this butter, his hand to like picture is showing Krishna. Krishna say, oh, you know like butter, you like laddu, I give you laddu. Say, you take laddu, you also take like laddu. That's another distance looking. Krishna moving this side, four side is going, doing parikrama, and looking. See, many sokha, but nobody taking my anything. Then Krishna say, okay, you're not eating, you look, I'm beating you. Also there is showing him, beating you. Then Krishna say, okay, look, Krishna beating, and Krishna hand his pain come. These pillars too. Just another distance to looking, and came running. Krishna is very shy and going Jasdamata's lap and hiding. Krishna's this asamaddha paratattva roop, swarup. Only Brajamandal has manifesting. Brajamandal as present. Dwaraka Mathura, only asarjya. Little madhurja, little bit, but no need. There is gold, silver, crown, dresses, all opulence, rajakya dress. But Brajadham, he is notable, Nandakishore, pick up feathers. And no need silver and jewelry, flower, all decoration. And Dwaraka, respecting Krishna, like worshipping Krishna. Brajamandal, nobody respecting and worshipping. But all are his love and affection. 100 to 100, taking 100 all for him. Other places, no. Divide. Everybody has love, but respect, but very little. Somebody has little extra, like Uddhava, but this is not enough. Can control, cannot win and conquer Krishna's heart. Not possible. Brajavasis, everybody's heart is this love is only for Krishna. A to Z, everything. Not a thinking little bit other person for share. No. Vasalya, 1/3. Sakya, 1/2. Daisya, 1/4. Santa, normal. But Madhur Singhar also has this, everything, A to Z, 100 to 100. But other places, Singhar Rasa's followers, not available. Madhur Rasa, no. Dwaraka, other place, Asarja, 1/2. Gauravmai Sakya, 1/2. Not full of Sakya, full of Daisya, full of Vasalya. Therefore, Krishna himself is not manifesting in own swarup. There, 1/4, some places 1/2, some places 1/3, not full. So Krishna himself is manifesting himself complete madhurja singarasa is near, but this singarasa not available anywhere. Not followers. So not all followers, therefore Krishna also not manifest himself. So therefore, this Dwaraka and Mathura, for Krishna not continue thinking, anybody's for now. Mathura is all suffering, one night is transferring and putting in Dwaraka Puri, then all are saved and happy. But no need Brajamandal transfer. Brajamumi. Brajavasi are Krishna's separation with his forever, like his suffering, burning, but Krishna not changing, or not taking one near, asking sometimes we you like I'm everybody is calling my near say no no need all our hair is better all our happiness for disturbing in you no your happiness for all are happy all are doing everything so this bhaktas speciality and vaishishtya it is God is on swarup is manifesting so this brajadham eternal world to kahin krishna 10 years 6 months staying and showing brajalila after mathura and dwarka lila everything is how much difference how much speciality to brajavasi are natural they have love not showing other places they are has no natural love but respectful love but faithful what is there is not natural like some mixed Brajagopis yeah sakhas never dividing on love and affection complete for krishna so here is Sukadeva Goswami is Srimad Bhagavatam everything explaining after he is telling this bachar vibhuti nat paramartha katha imaste is telling I am speaking many things but this is bak vibhuti bak chaturya no reality no bhagavatam bhagavatam who are studying in brajalila also until madhurjamaya lila but krishna this brajadham he never left he continue forever is brajadham all nitya siddha with this is present but his expansion his incarnation they going dwarka mathura why going this all sadhaka yeah sadhan siddha they are helping for teaching and protection for krishna going and try to bring him back in brajadham like pandavas with his krishna long time they are suffering many problems create krishna going helping them but krishna coming then next suffering next problem all time dwarkapuri many problems come but krishna all time teaching he is sending Uddhavas not only Pandavas near is also Krishna glorify Brajavasis. One day Kunti Mata asking, "Oh Krishna, your childhood, just the mother tying you and taking stick, beating for, then you crying. This is real, you are joking. Really, you are afraid of just the mother. You have fear. You are Parabrahma, Paratpar, Parameshwar, but just the mother is near. You are crying like is more than ordinary baby." You are afraid. Her hand is on stick. She is beating now you. Broken my this butter pot. You stealing my all butter and laddu. Distributing all monkeys and squirrel and mongoose. All crow, eagle, everybody's. Big thief. And also taking stone, throwing you. Stop, otherwise break your head, beating you. You are very afraid and shaking and crying non-stop crying. So what is the matter? I am not understand. Therefore I request you. Then Krishna what say? Oh, Jasoda Mata has overpower love. She is anything is doing for me. This is her love and affection is like she is offering and pleasing and she is fulfilling me. So why are you crying? I like more love. I have desire for more. This is not enough. She is pulling air and sustains me. This is not enough. I like more. This is beating me, not this. One day tying me, this is not enough. I like forever she is tying me. But not with the stone. Not grinders, grand motors. With Radharani, Sakhichati is binding, this is much better. Therefore, Rupa Goswami arranging this Radha Damodar. Radharani is Anchal Shalis with his tying in Krishna. Then called Radha Damodar. So Krishna says, I like this one. Then he is glorifying all time this Brajabhumi and Brajabhasi is this Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Tabhi Stabhir Jaivani Jarupaya Taya Kala Kalabhi. How many rupa? Nija rupa Taya Kalabhi. Who is Kala? What is his rupa? Taya Kalabhi. Where are his present? Nivasatya Gokula Atma Bhuto. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam Bhajam. So Adipurus Govinda, he is himself telling this Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Only Aprakita Rasa in Brajadham is present. All Brajavasi's heart has present this Rasa. Other Rasa is contaminated. Not too sweet, not too nectarful. And only this much, limited, afternoon. Like, you know, morning time, one pujari is gone temple, taking Shaligram, Giriraj, Gopal, Radha Krishna deities, many, this much. One big plate, and after giving water, and after giving chandan, giving tulasi, after lightly incense, and after dressing, and after his love is finished, you're putting there, you are staying here, I am distance. I am not going union more. I am not playing with you, I am not eating with you, I am not feeding you, you are not staying here. Now he's putting in jail you, locking you, and you will be here. But I am not with you. So Dharka's love is like this. In jail love, prisoner. After locking. But Brajadham, early morning to same time bathing, swimming, water throwing, and smearing dust, his bodies, Krishna's. And after cleaning, gopis are early morning, going for, arranging for Krishna's abhishek. Then taking hand is all black ointment and smearing Krishna's bodies. And after 1 hour, 2 hour bathing, not going, rubbing, and more giving. His bath is not 1 minute, 2 minute. Bath is like 1 hour, 2 hours. After going, Sakhadeva is not swimming pool in lake, in Jamuna, and jumping on top of trees to in water. And morning to evening, Sakhadeva continue. But Tarkapuri possible? All rules. Hey, after bathing, quickly dressing, and after eating and going is assembly. There are many persons waiting for you. But Brajadham, he has any responsibility? Going anywhere? Bas, all time within Sakha Rasa, Basilla, all Madhur Rasa. There are no continue. Like honeycomb to honey dropping. Non-stop. Yeah, taila dharabat. Oil is continue dropping. Non-stop. So Brajabhumi only this love is for continue. Other places, impossible. After Pujari saying, okay, I am coming, you wait. I am earning some bhoga and bringing for you. Not calling you, come with me. I am cooking there and fresh. You eating there, you sitting there. I am eating, you are eating also, both are eating. Not possible. Giving one plate. Also this much is more need? No. This much enough. Like jail prisoner, 4 chapati and little potato soup. No more. So like his pujaris are giving like this. This is Dharaka's rules. Queens are bringing plate and giving Brajabhumi know like this. One chapati, trying and giving and giving. Krishna, eating. Next one, with other things. Next one, other things. Okay, puri, malpua, samosa, singala, this, pakoda, bala, all time. Eating, playing. Very happy. But other way, other person has many responsibility. My son, my grandson, my father, my mother, this and that, they divided. But Brajavasis are never spread on love, not dividing. So this Brajabhumi, Krishna himself is manifesting, him Swarup. And he is forever, he like. Then Pandavas, they all hearing. After Pandavas is very greedy. Okay. Therefore, all are suffering this Hastinapur, Kurukshetra, everywhere. Not going Brajamandala until punishment. Okay. Now, going. But where going? Going Radhakunda, Samkunda. Then this question comes. Going Radhakunda, going Samkunda. Same side or other side? That time also no understanding. They are gone, Samkunda, same side. Then no mercy come. Thousand years they are present, but not mercy come. Why? Rukmini Satyabhama not Swarup Shakti. Mathura Kubja not Swarup Shakti. Therefore I am telling Sannyasi, they are give up everything, renounce everything. How they getting is Braja Prem? Not possible. Sannyasi, they renounce Braja Prem also. Brahmavadi. Sarvam Kholidam Brahma. They thinking. But not Shakti Upasana, nor Radha Upasana. Radha Upasana, then possible very easy. But they not Upasana, Radharani's. So telling, Swarup Shakti is, possible expansion, incarnation is Rukmini Satyabhama Chandravali, expansion is possible. Yakubja, Samartha, Prati, no, Samanjusya, Sadharani. Yeah, this is, platform is there, Sthai Bhav, then not is there any Krishna's for pure love and affection, contaminate, own selfishness. Now, Swarup Shakti is not following under guidance, he has not took shelter. Then no understanding Krishna, not going for Krishna's near. Then possible, like came Mirabai, only singing, Merto Giridhar Gopal, Dusarna Koi. So only Giridhari and Gopal, one thing, no Radhe Radhe. No Swarup Shakti is near. Then where gone? Dwarkapuri and Dwarkadish, near gone and hiding forever Dwarkadish inside. No Brajabhumi, no Brajanandan Krishna. So this, without Swarup Shakti, not understanding Brajanandan Krishna. And also he not manifest his Swarup. Anybody took shelter, Radharani is near, and Brajadevi is near, Gopis Manjar is near, then is Krishna showing his all Swarup. Otherwise, Krishna also not showing Swarup. Then therefore, Mathura Dwarka, Golok, no Gokul, Golok Bihari, no Gokul Bihari. So this is difference, big difference. Krishna therefore teaching, telling, everywhere going and glorifying only Brajabhumi, Brajavasis. And Brajavasis for any problems, any disturbance, Krishna all time he is protecting, he is helping, he is serving, he is continuing present as Brajadham. Anywhere going, continue remembering and thinking. Krishna not thinking other things, only Brajabhumi. So this purpose, this came Brajadham, but Radharani is near, is Gopi is near, Manjari is near, Brajavasi is near, is took shelter and then Krishna is Swarup, Darshan is giving. Then is many Swarup. Harinam Tuva Aneka Swarupa. Jasudanandan Anandabardhana Nandatane Rasukupa. Many Swarup. Then soon what happened? Understanding what is real service mind, what is my permanent post, everything realization coming. But Dwarka this, Mathura this near, not possible. There is only like classification. And after, no fruit and result. Bas, Chaturbhus, oh, Dwarak, Vaikunthiya Tattva. No natural love and affection. Bas, principle and rule, regulations. This must also not continue. But therefore, all are very lucky within Brother Rasik, Gurudev, and Vaishnavas with this, meeting and following their footsteps. This is our amend object. Now, tomorrow, next year, Gaur Pramanande.
Jaya Jashoda Nandana Krishna Gopala Govinda. Jaya Jashoda Nandana Krishna Gopala Govinda. Jaya Jashoda Nandana Krishna Gopala Govinda. Jaya Achyuta Madhava Ram Vrindavana Chandra. Vrindavana Chan Jai Murali Vadana Shyam Gopi Jananda. Gopi Janana Jaya Jashoda Nandana Krishna Gopala Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Hare Nama, Jaya Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Jaya Hare Nama. Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Gurudev, Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gita Gaur, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Premanande.